Alrighty. Okay, that takes care of that, and we already went over to volunteer for Heritage Days. Did you see the agenda that Bob sent? Did he send this to you too?
No.
The task being considered by the treasurer, Jason, the EIN registration, that's what I guess.
So I called the IRS again to try to, so just that we have, we have a bank account with an EIN. We wanted a separate, a second account so we can do this donate stuff with PayPal and other things. Because our current bank account, I tried to set it up and for some reason, well, I know why. You can only do it 3 times on an account, and Bob was testing things and he tested more than 3 times.
Vote to charge.
And he, so now we cannot do a PayPal on our main account. So I went back, we created a second account at the bank. Darren, Bob and I went in, but they're like, we need the original EIN paperwork before we can create this account. And we don't have that. So we reached back and we believe we found the person who it came to, John Schwark. 19 years ago, it came to his place, and then through him moving and stuff, it got lost. So I needed to call the IRS again, because I called the IRS the first time. They would not give me any information without knowing the original person, the address it was sent to, all this other stuff. So I called them again, and right now I can't get through to the IRS. Every time I call them, they're like, we are too busy at this time, call back another day. And then they hang up. And I cannot do this on the internet. You actually have to talk to a person and do this. So for 2 weeks now, our government is failing me right now. So the other thing we can do is we can just take out a new EIN and cancel the old one, which we may do. That's what was on the thing.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been looking into.
Okay, of course you get the government involved. It's always fun. It's just and like right now.
One more thing. So I also looked into the corporation, incorporating ourselves and registering. And I'm a little confused. I need to talk to someone because when I go to the EIN stuff, they said you should be incorporated first. But when I go to the incorporated website, they said you should have the EIN first. So my wife's accountant said he'd answer some questions like that for me, so I just need to reach out to him. It's just lovely.
Okay. Alrighty. Because you said about the fictitious name and all that.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I don't think we need any of that as long as we register as para. I think we're fine.
Okay.
Yeah, the fictitious name rules are once you have a corporate name, you have to use the corporate name.
Yeah.
If you start using something else, you have to register that as a fictitious name.
Yeah.
The reason that exists is so somebody can go to the state and say, who the hell is Para? And they can look and say, oh, that's the Phillipsburg Amateur Radio Association. If there is some legal case against the organization.
Okay.
We just found out that we were in this, the Center County Genealogical Society just found out that it was incorporated as the Center County Genealogy Society. So there was this bit of a kerfluffle, on the president's part about how do we correct that. I said, just file a damn fictitious name thing. We've covered the bases, and then in the future, make sure we use the correct name.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty easy.
Okay. Bob has it on here. Jason, would it help you if we had any type of bookkeeping software? Or okay, they just put it on here in case you want to consider it. Or
we get 10 checks a year, and I write 4 checks a year.
Yeah,
we will spend more money than
exactly. It was on here, so
okay.
I just wanted to bring it up.